What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bring incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest is a personal development coach with a focus on confidence. Please welcome Jerry Scarlato. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Well done with the name. And I'm going to go ahead right off the bat and give you the credit for the personal development coach with a focus on confidence part. But the confidence part is something that you added right before this. And I think that that's a great addition.
Well, I mean, it kind of ties your story, like ties in what your story is all about and kind of things that you've gone through. Yeah. So let's kind of go through that. You know, where you are, you weren't always a coach, right? You had some focus in like fitness and health, mm-hmm. kind of being a coach with your business, but training, right? But you've kind of gone in other directions. So can you tell us like a little bit about that journey?
Yes, and I'll keep it as, I'll give as much context as I need to, but not more than I have to. And then if we need to dig in, we can. So I had a fitness studio for 10 years and, of course, trained thousands of people through the studio. And put a lot of effort into coaching our coaches as well. I made sure that we met weekly so that we could go over scenarios and talk about how to help people and so on and so forth, how to properly coach people and how to go through behavior change. So I did a lot of that also. So through that time, I learned a lot. And at the same time I started the business, I got married 2 months before I started the business.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes. So 10 years later, fast forward 10 years later to last year, I got divorced and closed the business both last year. Now, they weren't together, meaning it wasn't because of each other that they happened. Sure. It just so happened that one of them started, the separation started, and it kind of melded into it makes sense to close the business. Yeah. So...
I just want to like highlight really quick that you weren't necessarily like doing bad in your business and your marriage wasn't exactly bad either. It was just something that was underlying for you that you like there was something in you that said that it wasn't things were not where you weren't where you're supposed to be.
Well, definitely. And that's where the rest of the story kind of comes together. So that's where the transition out of both of those things started to happen was that in my marriage, I felt like I wasn't able to really live my authentic self and be my authentic self. And I don't blame this on her at all.
Right.
Now, at
sure.
the time, certainly years ago, and maybe even just months ago, I would have, and I'm not saying that I fully would have, but of course, at times I'm like, oh, if only she would let me blah, 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 blah. But
yeah.
In retrospect, like none of this, I made the decisions to do what I did. I made the decisions to hold back what I held back. It was not on her. So when I say this, this isn't me pointing fingers and going, this is her fault that I wasn't be able to. I just wasn't. And yeah. I realized that it was because of the relationship that we were in. It was a square peg trying to fit into a round hole is all that it was. And it just didn't fit. Because she had certain values and I had certain values and I would cover up my values so that she was happy. I would cover up my values so that she was happy, which of course eventually got me into trouble.
Yeah.
Because eventually they came out, right?
Yeah.
Eventually those values.
It always does.
And so finally it got to the point where it was like, okay, we just need to be done because we had over the last 3 to 5 years, ups and downs. There was never like a baseline happiness, not never, but there was rarely a baseline happiness. Mm-hmm. So we finally got to the point where it's like, hey, we got to figure out a way to move on. And then in the business, once the separation started to happen, people started to make decisions and our members started to make decisions based on what her and I were doing. Some of our members started leaving because her and I separated. We had some members leave. We had people started to like cause a disruption in our membership and stuff. Yeah, it was a very weird and like interesting.
Very weird.
Very interesting scenario. And I convinced myself that we could push through it. Okay, we can push through it. Everything's going to be fine. And we kept going. But it just kind of got to a point. A couple of things stacked on top of each other. And I'm like, something just doesn't feel right. Something just kind of feels off. And I don't feel like I'm really able to fill my purpose here anymore. I just don't feel like I'm able to make it happen. So those things stacked on top of each other. And I'm just like, okay, we just need to cut and start over so that I can start to figure out what it is that I'm looking for and who it is that I am and who I'm going to actually bring to the world moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, because I felt like I wasn't living the being the person I was able to be, living my full authentic self, who was I going to be moving forward? Who was I going to give to the world once I decided, hey, I'm basically just building a wall right here. And on the other side of the wall, I'm going to start building something different. I don't know what it looks like yet, but I'm just going to start building. So that's basically what it came down to, is not feeling like I was able to give, to be myself. Like I was holding something back inside of me, and it just felt empty almost at times. So
that had to be quite the journey.
You know, it was, obviously I'm still, you know, it's relatively fresh. It's relatively new. Because the divorce was only finalized, honestly, 3 months ago, not all that long ago. Now, we've been separated since June of last year, so we've been separated a long time, but the divorce is pretty new. So I've had a lot of time to, like, think about it and reflect and try and understand where things could have gone better, how things, you know, how I could have played cards differently throughout the relationship and toward the end of it and everything. So, but basically, like, what I keep coming back to and what I keep thinking about is how I let myself fall into the pressure of trying to make other people happy.
Yeah.
Fall into the pressure of it, because it feels good to make other people happy. And I, when I look back on it, I've been a people pleaser for a lot of my life. And so in a relationship, that's not necessarily a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Because when you are trying to just please them, you're not being you. And eventually, again, who you are is going to come out, whether good, bad, or indifferent, like no matter what that is.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to be who you are, but in a respectful, like in an understanding that that person, you have to respect that person also. It's not a matter of like, I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm a man. No. That's who I am. That's not what that's about, right?
Yeah.
It's being who you are as a human being and being able to express that, but also being able to live in a relationship and respect them, that they have the same thing on their side as well.
Yeah. So was it an amicable divorce or?
It mostly was. Yeah, she had a harder time because, like I said, it was mostly me who started the process.
Sure.
And so, but it's not that, again, she agreed on a lot of the premises. She just had my theory is she had a harder time because I was thinking about this for a long time. I'm the kind of person that processes things very slowly. So probably a year or 18 months before this, things just started churning in my head, not separating or leaving or divorcing per se, but just like, hey, is this the right thing? Hey, what's, you know,
I would call that growth, you know, like you feel like, because if you're not feeling like you're being your true self in a relationship or in your business, and you're feeling like you're not able to like kind of be that person that you're meant to be, that you are, you're feeling, like you said in your bio, that you felt like something was off. And so that is meaning like you are starting to grow as a person, like there is more meant for you. Right. Mm-hmm. And relationships are hard. Marriage is tough. Mm-hmm. Not easy, but you have to be in a relationship, in a marriage that someone allows you to grow, but also can grow with you. Mm-hmm. And you can accept you for who you are, because that's just the basis for a lot of resentment, bitter, you know. You don't seem like you're very bitter, so you're lucky. I know people have gone through divorces, and they're just like, not good.
Yeah. No, but I just, you know, I don't see the point in it, right?
Yeah.
So I could be, like, I could be, and I don't say that in a justification way. It's just like, you choose. Which one do you want to have? Do you want to be bitter and hold resentment? And I could.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find reasons to do that if I really chose to. Or do I want to go, okay, things didn't work out the way that we had planned. And, you know, there were certainly things I could have done better. And there were certainly things she could have done better. And we both acknowledged that. And of course, we still have things that we need to figure out and agree on. Actually, we're actually getting together this weekend on Saturday to talk things through so we can understand each other more. Like, because we want to be able to understand each other better and like actually be able to have conversations with each other. So
sure.
We're getting together to do that again this weekend. So the question is like, what do you want? Do you want to be just hold resentment the whole time and not actually know what the person was thinking? Or do you want to actually go through the hard part of having a conversation and going, okay, let's actually, I'm a person and you're a person. Let's pretend like we weren't married for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you thinking during the situation? What was I thinking during the situation?
Right.
And I think people just, because they're married, it's like they just hang on to that part of it, right? We were married, and so I just can't.
Yeah.
What's the point? Like, there's no, that you literally have nothing to gain out of that other than your own, covering your own ego.
Yeah. Wow, you should be maybe getting into like coaching, like marriage coaching, because that's pretty good. That's like that's a testament of who you are and how you're able to get through that. Because you know, I know some people are going through a divorce right now, and it's ugly. So I give you a lot of credit for that. Oh, hi, it's your host Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. I'm here to share an exciting opportunity with you. I've recently partnered with SecureVPN.io. They specialize in protecting your online activity, such as transactions, your online searches, your privacy protection, and it protects you from any data leakage from hackers out there that have access to your information. So please click the link in bio and take advantage of this special opportunity with SecureVPN.io. Again, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. So I want to kind of talk about, were you done with telling that part of the story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can we get into like the confidence part?
Mm-hmm.
Because you talk about that a lot in your bio and how you felt like maybe you weren't truly confident because you couldn't like show up for yourself. And that is very vulnerable for you to say, especially as a man. Because I know men are like, ego, you know, like, I'm confident, hear me roar. Yeah. And so for you to say that is actually very beautiful. And that just shows another, that's to me a sign of strength and more growth right there, that you can acknowledge that you're missing a piece and now you're focused on that confidence part. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, and that was one big part of me not feeling like I was showing up the best that I could and me not feeling like I was the person that I could be. Now, here's the ironic part is that it's something that I thought about.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years. And even before that, it's something that would creep up in my mind. But I would show as a man that I'm confident and that I've got my shit figured out. Sorry, my stuff figured out.
Yeah, that's okay. No worries.
So I would show that. And I admittedly would do that. And I'm sure I still do that from time to time. I'm a man. Like, that's fine. I still do that from time to time. But it was my wife. After we got separated, it may have been after the official divorce, she was like, you know, Jer, it took me a while to figure this out, but I think like it's your lack of confidence that's really like keeping you where you are.
Wow.
And like she said it out loud. And I just kind of listened to her say it. And I don't remember how that part of the conversation like ended up, but after the fact, I thought about it a whole lot after she said that. And I'm like, okay, is that true? Like, is that what's really keeping me from making progress? Because I felt like something was wrong. I felt like I wasn't able to hold that back. And is that what that is? And so after thinking it through and after like going through the process of now I'm going to start building something online, now I'm going to start building something new, I'm feeling like parts of my lack of confidence, like, grab me and try and pull me back down. So it's like, okay, she had a very valid point to that because I can feel that, like even in having something as simple as this conversation, which is just like pulling in front of a mic and talking to you.
Yeah.
I can feel, and I've worked on this a lot, but I can feel like part of me, my brain, like snapping and like, stop talking, you know, like that kind of thing. But like, it took a long time to work through that, to want to work through it.
Yeah.
And
understand it too, right?
Well, to understand it is one thing, because you have to be able to admit yourself, to admit that there's something wrong. Not wrong, but that there's something there to work on.
Right. Yeah.
And something there to improve. Again, it doesn't make it wrong, doesn't make you a bad person, doesn't make you broken, doesn't make you anything like that. Hence living label four.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're a bad person, right?
Right.
It only means there's something to work on. So if there's a lack of confidence, do you go, okay, there's a lack of confidence, but I'm just going to pretend like it's not there and I'm just going to shun it and walk away? Or do you go, okay, there's a lack of confidence. What do I actually start to do to make this thing a little better?
Yeah.
And how do I stay aware of it on a day-to-day basis, more importantly? Because what I found is those long-term ingrained beliefs about yourself are hard to break.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hard to break. So a lack of confidence, a belief about myself maybe is I'm not a confident kind of person. That's a hard one to break. And so I have to pay attention to it every day. Otherwise, I'll fall into those old routines of not being confident, not speaking what I believe to be true, not speaking up for myself whenever I feel like someone's, you know, walking all over me. Something as simple as being open about a conversation whenever you and I are sitting here talking. So those kinds of things matter, and being aware of those things on a regular basis will dictate whether or not you actually start to move out of that valley, or you just stay in the self-confidence or lack of self-confidence valley.
I just want to touch on something really quick. I don't want to get too deep into it, because we could go down this road. So for me, self-confidence, when you are lacking self-confidence, it's almost like you don't feel worthy, right? And that's the reason why people like ourselves try to people please, is because we're trying to get our value from that, right? And so when you realize that your value comes from within and it's not external, that's when that confidence, that self-confidence naturally starts coming to you. Because I've had to fight the same thing. You know, I've got a whole past and stuff I've gone through. We all have a story, right? And that's why we're here today, to share these stories, to encourage others to break past some of these barriers that they might be experiencing. And so when someone's lacking self-confidence, they have to understand where that's coming from. And if you're not feeling like you're worthy, why don't you feel worthy? What has happened to you that you need to fix or stop or change in your life, that you realize that your voice needs to be heard, that it's important what you want, and that you are deserving? And so I just wanted to say that really quick, because that's what I'm hearing. Like, maybe we're not, if you're a people pleaser, why you're a people pleaser? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and I can tell you exactly what it is. Well, here's my assumption of what it is. Of course, I love my parents, and I believe that all of us have one or the other parent that we seek love from throughout our lives. And the one that I sought love from was my dad. My mom, I knew she was always going to be there. She would give me I could ask her for her soul and she would give it to me.
Yeah.
Well, any of her kids, not just me.
Yeah.
But my dad, he loved us. He loved us too. Good father. This is nothing against that. But he was very intense about what he expected out of me, especially all three of us. But I'm his only son and middle child. And being his only son, he wanted me to be an athlete. He wanted me to grow up to, you know, live sort of the same grown up life he did, grow up and play football, go to college playing football, so on and so forth. Like, that's the path he wanted me to go. And he was very intense and purposeful about it.
Yeah.
And so it rarely felt like I could satisfy that.
Sure.
So I was always figuring out how to satisfy it, how to make him happy in that.
I get it. I see where it comes from.
You see what I'm saying? So
I
see that there, and that's basically what I put on my ex-wife, sadly enough, was the same thing. I just basically flipped it on to her.
And
didn't recognize it until maybe it was too late. So,
you
know, that's where that comes from, but that's the work that it takes to figure that out.
For sure. So let's talk about, when did you decide to become a personal development coach?
So once I shut down the business and once I started to basically turn my life upside down and move in another direction, if you will, I was like, okay, what am I going to do next? What's the direction I go in? I love working with people. I love helping people. I still believe that my purpose is around helping people in some sort of way, but I didn't feel like it was in just the narrow niche of health and fitness, which is great. You can help a ton of people in that way, but it's also very watered down. Not that personal development isn't very watered down also, but I wanted it to be a little more holistic, and I wanted it to involve a little more of a well-rounded approach. And to be totally honest, I wanted it to involve more specifically this.
Yeah.
The mind, how,
right.
How you actually adapt to the world and how you actually adapt to change and how you actually adapt to things instead of just exercise and nutrition, which exercise can be a great way to help train the mind. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if you don't have this, if you don't train the mind along with those things, there's a very small chance that you sustain them. That's why so many people fail in nutrition. That's why so many people fail in weight loss, because they don't train this at the same time. And this is dragging them right back into the same spot. So I felt like it was a good transition to basically open up the playbook, if you will, and kind of go in the overall personal development space.
I love it. Yeah, I totally think that makes sense for you, you know. And I love my coaches. There are so many coaches out there, but you all have a unique perspective and a unique way that you help your ideal client. And your people are going to find you. So can you tell us a little bit about what that process looks like working with you?
Yeah, so like I said, health and fitness is my wheelhouse. And I do believe that if you're developing personally, you're developing everything. So you are, all of my clients have some sort of nutrition plan, some sort of training plan, and then some sort of mindset plan. So you're basically covering all bases to develop the person, hence personal development. You're developing, right? The person. You're going to develop you all at once instead of just little bits and pieces of you. Again, the bits and pieces are great, but you have to be able to build yourself and then move yourself forward. Because unless you start to change who you believe that you are, and you change your identity about yourself, there's a very small chance that any of your personal development is actually going to change. So when you put all of those things into one bundle, it increases the likelihood that the thing becomes sustainable. Then it becomes a program of life instead of just, hey, I'm going to go listen to personal development tapes, or hey, I'm going to go try and
exercise. Like lifestyle and lifestyle development.
That'd be a good way to put it as well. So it's a program of how to change yourself from literally the toes up, how to make yourself into a different person over time, because that's what it takes. You have to become a different person. If you want to lose weight, if you want to build a business, if you want to start a podcast and build the podcast, you got to become a different person over time, because it's going to take a struggle and it's going to take learning, and then you're going to have ups and downs and you're going to have to overcome obstacles. So, and the person you are today can't do that.
No.
Not because you're a bad person.
No.
It just can't do it yet.
No, definitely not. I mean, and you got to grow to earn different levels of success. Jerry, where can people find you, connect with you, and learn more working with you?
Best place right now is on Instagram at Jerry Scarlato.
Perfect. Excellent. You guys, I'm going to put that link in the show notes. So if you connect with Jerry and you want to learn more of working with him and perhaps exploring developing your lifestyle better with a focus on confidence, reach out to Jerry, follow him on social, and just start the conversation to see where it goes. Jerry, this is the part of the show where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
The most important thing that you can start to do today is start to believe in yourself. Start to believe that you are worthy of change. Start to believe that you are capable of change. And start to believe that you can achieve the things that you want to believe. But it starts with one action. It doesn't start with a big, huge plan. It just starts with one action. And if you take one action today, then there's a good chance that you'll be able to take one action tomorrow. And if you take one action tomorrow, there's a good chance you'll take an action the next day, and so on and so forth. But you are worthy, and you are capable of achieving what you want to achieve.
Yes. Woo, I like that. You are worthy and capable. Don't forget that, you guys. On that note, Jerry, thank you for being such a great guest and sharing your story and being very open with us and allowing people to connect with you. So I feel it's very important. And if anybody's listening that needs that development, that personal development in their life, I know that they're going to be reaching out. So thank you very much for all that you do.
Thanks so much, Deanna. I appreciate your time. Appreciate your audience.
You're welcome. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.